talk to our very next guest. She's best known for 12 seasons as Catherine Willows on CSI. You've seen her in shows like China Beach, Under the Dome. I loved her in Erin Brockovich. She's working on a play right now, and she has a new movie. Say good morning, guys, to Mark Hellenberger.
Good morning.
Good morning. Are all four of you here?
There's three of us this morning. We've got Rocket, Tara, and I'm Teresa, and we are all very excited to talk about your new projects. How are you doing today?
Thank you. I'm doing okay, thank you. How are you all?
We're doing great. I just want to know, when do you sleep?
Because you sound busy.
Well, that's interesting you bring that up. I mean, you said I'm doing this play right now, and, doing plays, you have to reserve your energy because you blast it all out at night, right? Which I'm still sort of getting adjusted to. I mean, I've gone back into theater. I started about 5 years ago. I've been doing plays, and I still haven't quite adjusted to that. Whereas, I can work, like a 12, 15, 16, 17-hour day on a TV show and just crash, no problem. But for plays, it's a different situation. I don't know. I haven't adjusted to it. You just get so wired from, doing a live show.
Why do you feel that a lot of actors try to go back to theater? People do movies, they'll do TV, but they always seem to gravitate back to theater. Why is that?
Well, a number of reasons. I mean, usually it's the writing, because there's so many wonderful plays and wonderful characters that, sometimes television and film aren't as dimensional, the characters. And there's nothing like, performing in front of a live audience. And it's sort of the high wire danger, feeling you have if you can't get the lines out, I mean, it's kind of scary. I mean, the first few times in front of a live audience, especially when you're familiar with your lines, you almost have them down, but they're just not quite there yet. You just have to wing it, there's that adrenaline rush that people feel, actors feel, and some people don't like that. They get overwhelmed by it, and they say, I'm never doing that again. And then some people just kind of live for it.
Mark, if you had to pick, you don't have to, thank goodness, but if you absolutely had to pick, which one would you choose, television, film, or theater?
Well, like I said, it kind of all goes back to the material. I've had good experiences in all three of those mediums, and I mean, the most experience I have had in all, my whole career has been in television, and I love the fact that if you get a good television show, I mean, I love the fact that you're continually developing that character and continually developing your relationships with all the other characters, and there's always something new around the corner. So that's exciting, and I think that's why a lot of people are attracted to television. I mean, like, everybody's attracted to television these days. I mean, because there's just not as many films being made, and a lot of the big films, the big studio films, of course, we know are sequels or, Marvel, comic book hero movies, which are all great. I'm not putting them down. It's just that there's not a whole lot of big movies that have, great character development and great character-driven stories. But, like I said, I've had great experiences in all three.
Your new movie, Almost Friends, comes out November 17th. Freddie Highmore, I love him, and I watched The Good Doctor, and then I also saw him on Bates Motel. Please tell me, is he normal in real life?
He is a doll. I mean, just the loveliest young man, and I play his mother, and we had, quite a few scenes that were really touching, and he's just amazing. I mean, I really can't say enough good things about him, and I'm just happy that he is having such success. I mean, he's been an actor since as a little boy, and you wouldn't know that necessarily. I mean, he's just so down to earth and regular and grounded, and I'm hoping this movie, well, obviously the series, the show, I still haven't seen it, but a lot of people really love it, The Good Doctor.
He's really good, but like I said, I just discovered Bates Motel, so I was just making sure that he's, that he's okay.
Oh, yeah, I mean, one of the nicest young men I've ever worked with, for sure. Yeah.
Wonderful. All right, well, so everyone, if you're heading to New York, you can see Mark in What We're Up Against. It's running this month. And then look for Almost Friends in theaters on November 17th. And, so many projects you can find on Netflix. She's everywhere.
You are everywhere. Seriously.
Thank you so much for calling.
Do you have a minute, few seconds?
Yeah.
I'm an ambassador for Stand Up to Cancer, which is a great foundation that supports all this research for cancer treatments, et cetera. And they have an initiative with CVS pharmacies right now, which, as you know, are nationwide, in which people can go in and donate $1, $3, or more. And that'll all go through, because everyone is affected by cancer. So if people feel that they want to have a little extra to spare when they go to CVS, then I encourage people to do so. It's for a great cause.
You know, I will do that because I'm highly medicated. I'm at CVS all the time.
That's great. Thanks for getting that in. I'm glad that you mentioned it.
To take cigarettes out of their store, because that's how firm they were behind, this campaign.
Oh, so I didn't know that.
You got to applaud them, because I'm sure they took a big hit when they removed cigarettes from their stores.
That's great.
See, we learned something new, so you're a good ambassador.
Yes, you are.
Oh, thank you. And
thanks,
go
Mark.
Chiefs. I have to say, I'm a Kansas City Chiefs
Woo-hoo!
Fan.
Woo! Yes!
Thank you so much. You have a wonderful day, and good luck with all your projects.
Thank you. Thank you. You too. Have
Bye.
A great day.